Across the country, drug cases have clogged courtrooms and fueled the growth of the prison population. A decade ago, a judge in Columbus, Ohio, created a court specifically for drug crimes. Now there are more than 2,000 drug courts in the U.S. Side Effects Public Media's Paige Flager reports that the court changed the way the criminal justice system approached addiction.
At first glance, the people inside Franklin County's courtroom 13C have little in common. There's a man in cutoff jean shorts with tattooed arms. Behind him sits a younger woman with freckles who looks like she just came from soccer practice. But the group is bound together by circumstance. All were addicted to opioids and subsequently got in trouble with the law.
All right, any other milestones? Anybody want to share? Cody shared?
I have 5 months today. Yeah.
Judge Jody Thomas presides over HEART, which stands for Helping Achieve Recovery Together. It's an opioid-specific court program and one of two drug recovery court dockets in Franklin County's municipal court.
If you walk in my courtroom, you would see that it's a very different environment. When I do drug court, I don't sit on the bench. I take the robe off. I sit down with the participants, and I'm looking them eye to eye and engaging with them with conversations about the work that they're doing to better their lives.
15% of Ohio's prison population is behind bars for drug possession charges, and the state has one of the highest drug overdose death rates in the country. The two-year HEART program aims to help participants avoid both those fates by giving them an alternative path. But that path is not easy. It requires 2 years of weekly meetings, both in court and in the community, drug testing, and more.
It's an intensive program. There's no question that we are asking a lot of the participants, but after a while, it becomes routine for them. It becomes a way of life, and that's what we're hoping.
The drug court programs were established 10 years ago by retired Judge Scott Vandercar. He saw people coming into the system over and over again, but never getting the help they needed.
I always call drug courts treatment with accountability, needing treatment with accountability to try to get them away from the criminal justice system into either the mental health system or the drug and alcohol system to get them help and get them stabilized.
The program started in 2009, just before drug overdose deaths began to skyrocket. As they became widespread in the country and in Ohio, Vandercar saw perspectives change. Agencies offering treatment and rehabilitation popped up and offered support to the court program. Lindsay Breitfeller has seen that change firsthand. She was one of the first graduates of Vandercar's drug court and now works as a coordinator for the HEART program.
I'm not going to say it was a lack of knowledge or a lack of understanding, just it wasn't common to think about this as a disease at that point in time. And since then, I think it's been amazing to see the way that that's changed.
She says her history as a participant in the program is instrumental to her job.
I think that it allows me to build rapport and relationships with these participants faster than maybe I would be able to. And when we're talking about something as time sensitive and as dangerous as opiates, if that means that I disclose a little bit of what I've experienced in the past, I'm fine with that.
About 100 people in Franklin County enter the opioid program each year, and half of the participants make it to graduation. For founder Vandercar, who now helps other counties establish drug courts, the numbers aren't as important as the individuals who are impacted. He remembers one story that has stayed with him all these years. While he talks, he pulls a small brown teddy bear from his briefcase.
Courtroom's packed, there's people milling around, and this young lady's walking up to me with this teddy bear. This is the actual teddy bear. And she says, "My son wants you to have his teddy bear." And I said, "I can't take your son's teddy bear." And she said, "My son wants you to have his teddy bear because you gave him back his mother."
Nationally, about 80% of people charged with drug possession wind up back in the system. Franklin County's HEART program cuts that number in half. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Paige Flager.